Random House Audio presents After Dark by Haruki Murakami, translated from the Japanese by J. Rubin, read for you by Janet Song. Chapter 1. 11:56 p.m. Eyes mark the shape of the city. Through the eyes of a high-flying night bird, we take in the scene from mid-air. In our broad sweep, the city looks like a single gigantic creature, or more like a single collective entity created by many intertwining organisms. Countless arteries stretch to the ends of its elusive body, circulating a continuous supply of fresh blood cells, sending out new data and collecting the old, sending out new consumables and collecting the old, sending out new contradictions and collecting the old. To the rhythm of its pulsing, all parts of the body flicker and flare up and squirm. Midnight is approaching, and while the peak of activity has passed, the basal metabolism that maintains life continues undiminished, producing the basso continuo of the city's moan, a monotonous sound that neither rises nor falls, but is pregnant with foreboding. Our line of sight chooses an area of concentrated brightness and, focusing there, silently descends to it. A sea of neon colors. They call this place an amusement district. The giant digital screens fastened to the sides of buildings fall silent as midnight approaches. But loudspeakers on storefronts keep pumping out exaggerated hip-hop bass lines. A large game center crammed with young people.